You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
Moving on, and we're going to talk about food safety, which I was joking a minute ago was maybe the not fun side of preparing for Christmas. Carmel Kinnear is with us in studio. She's part of the Food Safety Professionals Association of Ireland, or FSPA.ie. I mean, no offence, Carmel. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Colm. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks, for Gavin, for joining us on the programme this morning. Tell me, it's not necessarily the fun side, but yet a very important one. This is something you don't want to get wrong.
No, I think a lot of people have question marks over how to handle the turkey at Christmas time, and I suppose sometimes people panic a little bit about it, and it's a huge responsibility when you're cooking for a lot of people. But I suppose there's a couple of things. I mean, you have to buy your turkey, so where you buy it is obviously very important. All food of animal origin has traceability on it, so you're buying from your craft butcher, you're buying from multiple, like Aldi's, Lidl, Dunn's, Super Value, they all have traceability on their turkeys, so you can be sure that your turkey is safe to buy. Then you have to bring it home and transport it. So you transport it separate from your other foods. So bring your cool bag with you. Try and leave it till 2 days before Christmas.
Okay.
It's really should be cooked within 2 days of purchasing. Then when you get home, you have to store it in the fridge. Again, that becomes another issue because it's very big.
Takes up a lot of space.
Yeah, it does.
Absolutely.
So the main important thing is to make sure that the juices are enclosed and they don't run off into other foods or don't run around the fridge or seep through. So the bottom of the fridge, if you can manage it, put it in a plastic box or a container to catch any of the juices, and then take it out an hour before you go to cook it to bring to room temperature.
We might go back just a couple of steps and kind of just go through them in a little bit of detail, but you talk about buying the turkey. I mean, look, that's fair enough. You know, people will understand that one. From a food safety point of view, is a fresh turkey or a frozen turkey more preferable than the other?
Fresh.
Why?
Because it's quite difficult to defrost a turkey.
Just because of the size of it,
Size of it. Now, obviously that's not practical for everybody to buy a fresh turkey. So if you're buying a frozen turkey and you have it in your freezer, if you should try and defrost it in the fridge, that would be the rule.
Okay.
Now, that's not always possible, again, as I said, because
it'll take a long time.
Yeah,
it'll
take up to 3 days for a 7 kg turkey. So you're talking about 24 hours for every 2 to 2.5 kg of a turkey. So you could be 1 to 3 days defrosting your turkey. Now,
Is it a very big problem if you get most of the way there and you start cooking?
No, what I would say to you is you could start it in your fridge, and if you feel it's not happening fast enough, you take it out and you submerge it in the plastic container in cold water.
Okay.
But try and keep the cold water under 5 degrees would be the rule, but you wouldn't really know what 5 degrees are, so it's like how cold is your milk in your fridge? Cold is the bottle of water from the fridge? So that's what you're talking about.
Most people would have thought warm water, it'll melt quicker, it'll defrost quicker.
No, you need to keep the food under 5 degrees, because over 5 degrees is the temperature that bacteria start to grow and multiply at.
Okay, fair enough.
So that's the reason why we have temperature controls in fridges.
We don't want the bad guys basically getting at it. So that's how we defrost our turkey. In terms of the fresh turkey, you've talked about storing it as well. You mentioned transporting it in a cool bag. I mean, most of them will come in a bag anyway.
Yeah, but there could be leakages, you know. It's just, you don't know who's handled the outside of it. I mean, you may have ready-to-eat food in your shopping, so you just want to keep the bacteria away from your ready-to-eat foods.
Okay, so that's why you're keeping it separate, bringing it home. And then, as you mentioned, whether it be the frozen or the fresh, you want it to go into the fridge.
Yes.
Okay. It could be, there could be a lot of people who might have thought Christmas Day on a Tuesday this year, they don't want to go Christmas Eve, Sunday the 23rd could be busy. They might have been thinking of picking up the turkey on the 22nd. It's too early though, in your view?
Well, I suppose they'd have to ask the butcher, but if you're picking it up from a shop, usually 2 days from when you purchase it would be the recommended.
Okay.
If you're buying it from a butcher, he definitely will. A lot of shops will hold it for you. And I understand that you may not be able to get to the shop, but 2 to 3 days would be the outside of it.
They'll be the absolute limit in your particular view. Okay, so our turkey is defrosted, or we have looked after it and we have kept it in the fridge and it is good to go in our views, and it is Christmas morning. Do we wash it?
Do we wash the turkey? It's an awful temptation to wash the turkey. No, you don't wash the turkey. Now, we're traditionally washed turkeys.
Yes, yeah.
But to be honest with you, there's a lot of bacteria in the turkey. There's salmonella, there's campylobacter.
I don't want you to ruin the dinner.
Yeah, no, you're splashing it around your kitchen. Now, if you want to wash the turkey, go ahead and wash the turkey. The guideline says you shouldn't, but people would like to do it.
Yeah.
make sure you clean down your whole area afterwards. Do you know, get an antibacterial spray, you know, the ones you pick up in the shop. Just spray down your work surfaces and your sink, and get your kitchen towel, leave a contact time for a couple of minutes, wipe it off and put it in bin your kitchen towel, okay, and then you're good to go again.
So the issue isn't necessarily with the bird itself, but what could come out of it and what that could infect.
Yeah, splashing onto other food. So if you're doing it, make sure you're only doing that job at that time. Don't have other food out on the counter when you're doing it.
Okay, and give yourself plenty of space. But you talked about all the bits that are inside of the turkey, the salmonella, etc. There's also just bits that you may not necessarily look very appetising or that you want to eat. If I don't wash the turkey, I'm still going to have those. I mean, obviously the oven will cook off the bacteria.
Yeah, once the turkey reaches the temperature of over 75 degrees.
Which of course it will.
That's the temperature that's required for killing all bacteria.
Okay.
And don't forget to remove the giblets.
Yes, absolutely, of course.
A lot of people forget about that.
Absolutely, indeed. There's no two ways about it. In terms of stuffing, are you going to tell me we shouldn't be stuffing the bird?
Now, there's a lot of talk about stuffing turkeys, so I would say go ahead and stuff your turkey.
Really?
Yeah, but don't have it any more than 10% weight of the turkey. So if you have a 5 kg turkey, you have 500 grams of stuffing. Now, that mightn't be enough stuffing, because I personally love stuffing. Mm. So what I would do is put the extra stuffing in a little baking tray with the turkey
and have
that separate as well.
Most people I was expecting you to say don't stuff the turkey, because again you've got all these bacteria, you've got all these quote unquote germs, you've got all these issues that could happen as a result of it.
Well, I know when we were younger, we used to really stuff the turkey. There was sausage stuffing in the neck and there was sausage stuffing in the centre. That was fine, because this turkey would have been cooked for a long, long time in an oven at home. Nowadays, the requirement that they would say that you should loosely stuff it, okay, to allow the air circulate and the heat circulate inside the turkey. And you also have to add on extra time for stuffing. So it could be anywhere from 20 minutes to 40 minutes extra
depending on the amount of stuffing.
Yeah.
Is there a guideline? I know that there is for turkey, but for the stuffing, you add on the weight of that.
The best thing to do is to, if your turkey would take 3.5 hours, then say maybe with stuffing it's 4 hours, 15 minutes. Now, safefood.eu have a turkey cooking calculator on their website. You can go onto that, you can put in your turkey weight, you can put in tick whether it's stuffed or not stuffed, and they'll give you the cooking time required.
Very good, and I'll take it from there. But it is, what is it, 20 minutes a pound and half an hour, I think, is what I have in my mind anyway.
That's right, it all depends on whether it's a small bird or a big bird, so there'll be slightly different guidelines for under 4 kg and bigger different guidelines. But that calculator is very, very easy, and you just put in stuffed, not stuffed, the weight you're 4.5 kg, 6.5, whatever it is, and up comes your cooking time.
You mentioned letting it settle for an hour before cooking it, was that
right? Yeah, to bring it up to room temperature, then it cooks a lot more evenly, so the turkey, an hour before you put it.
So is that more of a taste thing then?
Yeah, that'd be for the cooking, and I will actually have food safety as well to make sure it's cooked evenly.
Okay, well, that's important too, of course. But again, meat out.
You're allowed to leave meat out for 2 hours.
Okay. Just the hour is what you were saying this morning.
I'm saying the hour, because kitchen can be very hot on Christmas morning.
There's a lot going on.
There's a lot of cooking going on. It'd be a lot hotter than it normally would be. And don't forget to preheat the oven.
Of course, because that's factored into your time. It is assumed that it's going into a hot oven, obviously. The one thing though about turkey, I've cooked a few of them on Christmas Day, and you're always checking it and trying to, you know, you baste it and you're trying to make sure that it stays moist. So the temperature doesn't stay very even then, because you might open the oven and close the oven.
Exactly.
So,
and I actually looked at the guidelines on the Safe Food Calculator, and they have taken that into account.
Oh, they have?
Yeah, they've basting it every 30 minutes to an hour so that you're checking the oven. So they've taken that into account.
Now, it's only a few minutes.
But you do lose... You do lose a lot of temperature when you open the oven door.
Of course, yeah. And maybe particularly if you were to leave it open, which I know you shouldn't.
I think when you have the guidelines and you have an idea whether your turkey is going to be done in 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, whatever it is, once you start to check it, you have kind of the different little points you can check. One, you can cut between the thigh and the breast. And if the juices run clear, you're probably at stage where your turkey is nearly cooked. But the second good check to do is to stick a skewer into the thickest part of the thigh. Mm. And if you see any red juices or if you see pink meat, it's not cooked, you put it back in.
And could you have one clear and not the other? If it's
generally
not being cooked,
it's very generally
not,
they'd be very even. Generally they'd be very even, and don't go cutting the second one. You know, doing a double check, put it back into the oven, because if you cut the second one, then you're starting to lose your checking point again.
Lose your flavour maybe as well. Yeah. Is the other problem in this one. We should make sure that we are clean. We should make sure the kitchen is clean.
Hands,
of course.
Washing hands, keeping the hands washed, and to dry your hands on kitchen towel rather than on the tea towel that's in the kitchen. And if you have a head cold or anything like that, or flu or anything like that, to make sure you blow your nose away from the kitchen, wash your hands when you come back in to handle the food again, and always wash your hands between handling raw food and cooked food.
Of course.
And don't forget about your utensils, your knife for slicing, your chopping boards, to make sure that they're thoroughly cleaned in between use for raw and cooked food.
Now, most people will listen to this and say, we're all right. We know how to do it. I did it last Christmas. I survived, whatever it may be. Do many people get sick, do you think, from food at this time of the year?
Well, I suppose that's a kind of difficult question to answer, but what I will say to you is that in Ireland every year we have about 4,000 instances of food poisoning recorded and verified. The real figure is more like 750,000. Okay.
Oh, big difference.
Yeah. But you see, people don't understand that they have food poisoning, because they might only have a rumble in their tummy, or they might have, you know,
probably all of that once or twice a year. Yeah.
And they don't understand that that might be food poisoning. So, like, a lot of the time, food poisoning can come from our own homes. There's also other things with food poisoning, in that people think that food poisoning comes on just after eating a meal, let's say 1 o'clock in the day. And actually, the onset of some food poisonings can be up to 3 days.
Okay.
From chicken, there's a Campylobacter food poisoning. The onset is between 2 and 5 days after eating the contaminated food. So if you food poisoning, you really have to go back over, what did I eat over the last 2-3 days? So certain bacteria have an onset a lot quicker than others. So if I had a heavy flu, for example, and I was handling food for you and you ate the sandwich, okay, you might be sick within 1 to 2 hours after eating it.
Awesome.
However, if it was something like E. coli food poisoning from not washing my hands from going to the bathroom, it could be up to 2 days, 3 days before you get sick.
Okay.
So that's the thing with food poisoning. People don't, they think it's just what they've eaten the last 12 hours or, you know, but it may have been something they've had 2 or 3 days, even what they had at home.
Okay, so it's hard to pin down.
It's hard to pin down for
that reason. But are there spikes at different times of the year? Is this one of them?
Yeah, well, there were spikes in the summer this year with E. coli food poisoning in July and August.
Because of barbecue?
There hasn't been any definitive answer to it, but I looked at there was 710 instances between July and August, and I would have looked at a lot of, I live in Lahinch, and there was a lot of barbecues being done, and a lot of handling of raw meats and cooked meats going on at the same time. So I don't know. Maybe I would say that has something to do with it.
Can you ever enjoy a barbecue?
Well,
in your gig?
Well, let's say the burgers are always very well cooked.
You don't overcook them?
Oh, same with the turkey, definitely do. My kids would say they're incinerated.
They're blackened. But look, they're safe. And that's the important thing. In terms of the rest of the turkey after it's cooked, to go back to Christmas, is that just a flavour thing as opposed to a food safety thing?
Leftovers should be used within 2 to 3 days. When you finish with the turkey on Christmas Day, and I know this is, people will be groaning and moaning at me now when they hear this, but ideally you should break down the turkey into portions that you can store within 2 to 3 hours of the turkey being cooked.
I want to watch what's on the telly.
I know. You know, at the end of the day, these are just the guidelines that are there to keep people safe. I mean, and you can, you know, at the end of the day, you have a choice whether you're going to take this, you know, per the guidelines are, but just be happy doing what you always
which
did,
which
is fine.
Which would you rather, extenders or E. coli, basically? But I would often have, to be honest with you, I would have often had a situation where I'm cutting meat off the carcass the day after, maybe in a little bit longer. Should I not be doing that?
No, well, ideally you should take it off the carcass on the day, just for ease of storage in the fridge. And if you wanted to freeze it, obviously, that's a better way to freeze it. But there was no problem if you put the whole chicken back into the fridge.
Okay, fair enough. We've focused on the turkey, obviously, because that's kind of the main point. But are there other foods that can cause issues? Or have you any other general advice?
Well, things like smoked salmon shouldn't really be left out of the fridge too long, or soft cheeses. You should stick to the guidelines of 2 hours left out of the fridge and put back into the fridge. other things to be thinking about is use by and best before dates, to have an understanding around what the difference between a use by and best before date. And I feel a lot of food is wasted because people throw food out after the best before date, when in fact actually a best before date is on a food if it's as if it's not going to support the growth of bacteria. So use by dates you have to stick to. You use the food by the use by date, other than that you throw it out. And best before dates, you check the food. If it's something like crackers or biscuits, or you can eat them after the date, because it's generally only the quality of the food that will be compromised.
But not from a safety point of view, this should be absolutely fine.
Yeah.
Should be.
Yeah.
So just some of the bits there. It's about being sensible to a certain extent. I mean, I know it's very easy to get caught out, but a lot of what we've talked about, I don't think people would have been surprised by it. They'll have been refreshed, maybe, as opposed to learning things anew. Would you agree?
I'd agree with you, yeah. I mean, just keep your work areas clean, keep your hands clean, keep your food cold. Try and think about what I'm going to do with it when we've eaten the dinner. And just to be sensible about it, you know, just think that raw food carries bacteria, and just don't, you know, just to contain it in the kitchen and clean after handling raw foods.
A listener wants to know, is it a good idea to use a cooking bag for a turkey?
Yeah, that's fine to use a cooking bag. You'll just have to adjust the guidelines for the cooking to it. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they're the ones where you cook it in the oven in the bag, and it from a flavour point of view, I think they argue it keeps the juices in and that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Hard to check the meat though if it's in a bag.
Yeah, there is guidelines on the cooking bags for the weights. So I would definitely not be checking it until you really think that the turkey is cooked.
Because once it's open.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's it. Okay, thank you very much. Much appreciated.
And
Carmel, and thanks so much for joining us, and a happy Christmas.
And you too.
And I hope a safe Christmas, and I hope a few of us are absolutely safer after our conversation over the past few minutes. Carmel Kinnear, they're part of the Food Safety Professionals Association of Ireland. That calculator that Carmel mentioned, that you can look up the cooking time for your turkey, is available on safefood.eu. It's Morning Focus here on Clare FM.
Clare FM's Morning Focus with Gavin Grace.